Episode 1878, Your Purpose Belongs to You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, rise and shine. It's a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. Are you ready to do something extraordinary? You were created on purpose because your purpose belongs to you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, take a deep breath, because with it being Mindset Monday, you have the opportunity, a new day, to go out and attack the dreams that God has given within you. Your purpose belongs to you, not anybody else. Why be afraid of what is yours to claim? Step into your purpose. You know, there are more than enough distractions telling you how to live your life. How to put on makeup, cook your food, dress like Wonder Woman, have the best children, and how to love your spouse. But how much of this applies to you as an individual, to your dreams, to your goals, to your purpose? You know, February, you just got one extra day. That should energize you. But some of us are sitting in a corner, on the side of the street, in our closets, in the bathroom, going, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. I have these dreams, but, and it's a big but, I've got a family to raise. I've got bills to pay. I don't know what's going on with my marriage. The list goes on and on and on. We all face brick walls. And we are all searching for answers. But sometimes we're searching for answers in the wrong direction. So how much of what the world is putting out actually applies to you? There seems to be this notion that there is something new under the sun. Yet, why do we have so many products that claim to do the same thing? You were created on purpose for a purpose. And that purpose belongs to you. No one else can lay claim to fame for it. God said, this is yours and yours alone. However, if you try to do it like everyone else, where will that get you? Now, I totally understand wanting to learn from others. I get it. I do it all the time. Why reinvent the wheel if you can do it like someone else who has been successful and just put your own twist on it? Makes sense. The problem is no one is honest about their struggles, temptations, and failures along the way. You only see half of the story. Therefore, when you think you're looking at the strategy to succeed, you are actually falling into a death trap for your purpose. Hesitation, self-doubt, frustration, confusion. It almost freezes you in time. You get stuck, so stuck, to the point of sacrificing your health and well-being, relationships, and dreams. The circle of influence for your purpose becomes tainted by somebody else's path. There is nothing wrong with gaining insight, strategies, and tools from those who have gone before you, but the journey is going to be different. The results are going to be unique. This is your oak tree to grow. Bloom where you are planted. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Bloom where you are planted. It's time to rise to the next level. No more second guessing, no more tears, no more frustration as to what's next. It's time to put our big girl panties on. You got this. Take the next step that puts you closer to your purpose. Do what you were created to do with your touch, your ear, your voice, your heart, you bloom where you are planted. So let's break it down. B-L-O-O-M. Number one, be you. No imitations allowed. Stop wasting precious time being someone you are not. Be you. It's okay to watch somebody else and to look at their strategies and tools and to learn from them. But remember, their journey is going to be different than yours. You can take those strategies and tools and apply it to what you are doing, but know that the results, the time it takes, the brick walls that you run into, everything is going to be unique to you. So in everything you do, be you. Number two, L, leverage your unique abilities. You might think someone else has what it takes, but you alone have what it takes for you to succeed and live out your purpose. God gave you everything. And if he put it in you, he will equip you. Leverage your unique abilities. Think beyond what you think you can do. Because God's going to kick open doors. Yes, he's going to slam some shut also. But you got to be ready. You got to be willing to step up to the plate. I went to another softball game yesterday. We went on Saturday and then we went again on Sunday. And I was watching the same team. We were rooting on my daughter's best friend. Yet they were playing another team. And their tools and strategies and techniques, they all were the same, right? They're playing the same game. It's a game of softball. They have rules to follow. But the way that it was implemented was unique to each girl that was on first base, second base, shortstop, the one who was hitting at home plate. Yes, they all had what it took, but the path and their journey was what? Totally unique to them. So when you are going out and you're taking all of your knowledge, understand you have to leverage your unique abilities. God gave you a fingerprint, a footprint for your purpose. Follow it out through his eyes, not somebody else's. Number three, O, operate with great intentions. Don't sell yourself short. You know those whispers that you hear when it's really quiet? That's when I think that I go to bed and I like to have noise, whether it's music or the TV or something going on, because if it's too quiet, my mind wanders. And man, when my mind wanders, oh yeah, I can go down rabbit holes so quickly, or I can go up on rainbows. It doesn't matter. I can dream bigger dreams, or I can sink myself so far down deep that, oh yeah, I've just killed the dream completely. You have got to operate with great intentions. Know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and know that God is right there. Yes, I get it. You get flustered. It's called life. You're going to fail. Yes, learn the lesson. Get back up on that horse and go chase down your purpose. Live it out. What you are supposed to be doing. One step at a time leads to miles and miles and miles of greatness. But you must operate with great intentions. Be intentional with every minute, every moment that you have throughout your day. Number one, you've got be you. Number two, leverage your unique abilities. Number three, operate with great intentions. Number four, onward is upward. Always be willing to take that next step. Do it afraid. And remember, the next step isn't something like, I gotta have $200,000 to go invest in my purpose. No, or your dream, or your goal. No. It may be $20. Maybe it's sitting down and writing 500 words a day. A lot of people ask me, Christiane, You talk all the time. Like, you have been podcasting now for 5 years, daily. How do you do it? You're over 1,900 episodes. How do you have that much to say? And I'm thinking, if you just live life, look around you. There are stories that are to be told. There are things to be shared, lessons to be learned. Now, yes, maybe I'm learning the same lesson over and over again, but the way I learn it is different. It sinks in deeper. You know, we're talking about bloom where you are planted. It's springtime almost, at least here in the South it is. Our little tulips are starting to come up. We've got, about 2.5 to 3 inches of green. And pretty soon we're going to have the flowers coming. And it's so exciting to see them grow. At times, I look at the growth pattern and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I miss a day? Because it looks like it goes from 1 inch to 3 inches so fast. It doesn't, but it appears to be that way. Well, you know when you're taking care of flowers and trees and shrubs, there's something called fertilizer, stuff that feeds it, right? Onward and upward, those next steps, it's feeding what you need to do. It's your fertilizer. It gets down in the nitty-gritty of your heart, in your gut. It keeps that spark alive. Onward and upward is that fertilization for your purpose. Always be willing to take that next step. Do it afraid. Do it courageously. Yes, if you fall flat, say, woohoo, I learned something today. It's all right. I know not to do that. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes every single day. I mean, maybe one of these days I could actually keep track of my mistakes, but I might get tired of it. I may not make it through the end of the day. Because you know what? We make more mistakes than we make successes. But where does our growth come from? The mistakes. Onward is upward. And finally, number 5, M, mind your mind. It's Mindset Monday. Where's your mind been traveling lately? Just in the last couple hours. How many negative things have you told yourself? Now be honest, at least 10, at least. Don't let yourself get carried away with the craziness, with those excuses and distractions. You matter. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You can circle the pond, but one day you need to jump in the water. Do what those ducks did in my backyard, in our swimming pool. It's time to jump in. Jump into the water. Swim a little. Get a little wet. Fertilize your purpose deep. Keep that spark alive. Know that God has already gone before you. Take those tools and strategies that you're learning from everybody else. It's exciting. But understand that this is your journey. This is your story. And it's going to look differently. You got to put on those blinders. Drop that comparison. Your purpose belongs to you. Bloom where you are planted. Step into your purpose courageously. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.